shots the most?
The blood. Yeah.
Okay, so you find a needle.
The memchas on the base.
Yeah.
Okay, so we learn the sort of the machta, the ish, the machta is a needle. The ish, the sound, bis in foiner abo dreya. Now, I say, I really.
Bis foiner abo dreya?
That's the chatich de kavda. You want to go back? No. 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you have?
Well, I'm sorry. Ishtekach emot subspuna, that's what you say?
No. He machta the ishtekach.
No, I haven't.
The kavda.
No. But then I have a different line.
Go down, you see too high up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh.
5. See, in this Gemara, it's 5.
How does it start, Zoro?
4, 5. It's 5 lines.
I'm sorry, I haven't. I hear machta ishtekach in the kavda. I was wondering about it. In a piece of the liver.
The liver. So what's Allah? Shall we hear Sivar, Mar Braid, Rav Yosef, the one deposit that's going to be treif?
The mitrafe, yeah.
Why should it be treif? So look at Rashi. Why should it be treif? Because...
We take it. Is there Rashi?
No, there isn't.
There isn't Rashi, no.
No, there isn't a Rashi, okay? He wanted to say it's treif, fine. The mitrafe, Amalei Rav Ashi, Ilu Ishtekach Bebisra.
So Rav Ashi said to him?
Yeah, he wanted to... So who Mar Braid, Rav Yosef, wanted to pass on that it's treif.
Right.
So only Rav Ashi said to him, to Mar Rav Yosef, Ilu ishtekach bebisro, ke gavna have tarf mar? ?
What do you mean? What's the...
Let's say you would find the needle like this in the piece of flesh,
yeah.
Not in the liver. You would find
any,
it in the
any place in the flesh. Yeah.
Would you make it a treifa? Would you
in other words, it's not treif.
Question? No, it's a question. It's a statement. Have tarf mar? Look at the Rashi. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bet me a kloimar.
Bet me a kloimar. V'chin dekuvas hakove treifa. Ooh, there's no halacha. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that dekuvas hatreifa is a treifa. It says in the Mishnah.
So it's like babasa. It doesn't render treifa.
No halacha.
So the same thing kovet also.
Exactly. The Mishnah only discussed nitla hakove.
Oh, I see. What you're saying.
When it doesn't exist, we had a whole discussion.
So he's asking why
Taki
does he render
treifa? So then we have a mar. Else, if it was, what are you talking about? Why in the world should I make a treifa if you just find a needle in the covet?
Right.
So what do
you
answer?
That's
kind of basic. Look, ikoifa labar. It all depends.
So he continues his mouth of chazina.
So now the answer is, you're right. When I said we make a treifa, we go look and we see if the pia, the koifa means the tip. Here is the needle. Look at the needle.
Yeah.
There's the end part of the needle.
Yeah.
And there is the tip of the needle.
Yeah.
So the loop is that part. It cannot possibly penetrate the.
No, only with the pointy.
Right. We want to know the direction of how the needle made its way.
Exactly.
There. So if it's pointed in this direction, then it went in that direction.
Right.
But if it went in this direction, what does that mean then? Look what it means. And it means the only way you can kind of gotten
to it. Because then we have to see Inko for a Laban.
Ink of a labar on the outside.
Means the point.
Pit. Here it is. Here, the pit. The point over here is labar on the outside.
It's labar outside.
Then akuve nachiv asai. Went all the way through all the organs. Okay. Then we have to assume.
How could it go through? It's very difficult for it to go through.
It made it through. That's what happens.
So what's that lacha?
Look where it is. How to get there? Then it's going to be a treifa. Let's read one more line.
Where do you see the word treifa?
Then nakuve nakev asai, it penetrated and made a hole.
And therefore?
If it's a treifa.
So how come it doesn't say that?
It's obvious, self-understood, because how to get it.
But if it's the other way, right? Inside.
On the inside. Then we say it's simfoina nekad vasai. It made its way through the tubes. Let's now look at Rashi. And we'll look at the picture. Let's look. One moment. Look. I think I made it the other way around. Yeah, the koifa is not the point. The koifa is the round part. The round part. Okay, let's see Rashi inside.
That makes sense already.
Oh. Okay, let's see Rashi.
Because it's pointy. It's more mustaba. It would puncture it as opposed to...
Let's see what it means. So let's see Rashi. E koifa legav.
If the point is inside...
No. That's the point. The koifa is not the point. The koifa is the round part.
If the round part of the gov is inside,
Roisha ha'av, the round, the thick part of the tip, shehi nekuva,
which has a hole, nechba is hidden in the kaved,
stuck in the kaved, the chuda shakarin poi nechsha,
whatever, that's a
Yoytze
l'toch, it goes in the toch chala in the hala behema,
like in this picture,
yeah,
like in this picture, and like in this picture as well, like look at this picture, like in this picture. Vadai simfoina
nekat.
That means it went to the tubes.
Uh-huh.
Look at this picture.
Because otherwise, there's no way for it to get in because it's not.
Look at the picture.
Yeah.
The animal somehow it was in the heart,
mm-hmm.
And the heart.
Where's the liver? Here's the liver. Yeah.
Here's the needle. See the needle?
Yeah.
Can you see the point?
Yeah.
So how do you get there?
What's that? The point. Oh, and the hole is inside.
No. The hole, this is where you find the needle. You find the needle exactly like this.
The other way around. The hole is inside.
You find the point on the outside. And you find the
hole inside. Yeah.
How do you get there? How do you get there? You got there through the tube. The symphony of the tube. This is the major artery. The aorta, I believe it's called.
It went through here and then it stuck out.
So that means there's no holes.
How's it possible that it stuck out the point? It punctured
because it only goes in that direction. In order for it to penetrate, it has to go in that direction.
I got it.
Therefore, what's the halach in this case? Vaday. So therefore, yoytzer
zechul ha'lema. They went to the
tzibachik and nikev chuda. It perforated the tip of the symphine. You see, the way it got out of the symphine, it made a hole in the symphine.
Symphine means, again,
The tube. Yeah. Means, in this case, it means the artery, the major artery of verb. The yotzer lekaved u'mena lechutz. Let's say it's like this. The koifa is on the outside. Lebar. Yeah. I turn the page to the next page. Koifa lebar. That's going to be on this page. Here you see the needle. Look at the needle. The needle over here is the liver, and the round point is pointing inside. The koifa lebar lechal behema upia.
1 second, just the other way. No,
this is the opposite of the other case.
No, the hole is from outside.
Yeah, and where's the hole in the picture?
Inside.
On the inside.
Correct.
So when the hole's on the inside, how did it get there?
It went through the tubes.
And what did it do? It perforated the tube.
Correct.
In this case, how did it get here?
Yeah.
It went through the stomachs. It went through the stomach.
Why would you say that?
Because that's what's near it. How else did it get into the liver? Mm-hmm. There are two possibilities. Either it came from the heart, or it came from the stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, in this case, peel the sechah kaved va'aday derecha veshet nichnasat chila
v'nikva hadakin. V'nikva
hadakin. It perforated the dakin, the intestines. V'nichnas peel lechaved, and it's going to be trained. And because the halach is,
and the point went in.
The dakin shenikva is treifa. There are two ways. There are two possibilities of the needle getting to where it got.
Yes.
Either it went through the windpipe, or it went through the food pipe.
Now, if the needle, 1 second. So, if the needle, the hole is inside, and the point is outside. It went through
the windpipe.
Windpipe.
And the windpipe took it down into the heart somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It got into the heart. From the heart, it went into the aorta. Mm-hmm. And the aorta took it down into the liver.
Right.
And the liver went and punctured the liver. Right. And that's why the point is on the outside.
And therefore, it doesn't render it trade.
It's not because in order for, because there's no part in that path that has the halacha l'moshim Sinai, that the shi'ur is a mashu.
But the other way around.
Let's say the needle is pointing the other direction.
Inside,
how then did it get it?
And the hole is outside.
It must have gone through the veshet.
Through the esophagus.
The esophagus.
And
it went down into the four stomachs.
Yeah.
From the veshet to the kedes, to the hemsis, to the sakosis, to the
keva. So it punctured everything?
And then, it did not puncture, because all the four stomachs are...
So it's excellent. It's going backwards, the needle.
So far, so good. The needle is going from the veshet into the veshet. It goes into the keres.
Yeah.
From the keres, it goes into the hemses. From the hemses,
stomach
number two.
Four stomachs.
And number two, it goes into stomach number three, called the beis hakoisos.
Right.
And the beis hakois, it goes into the keva.
Right.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
And then we're not finished yet. Now we go to the dakin. The dakin
means, again,
is the intestines. The intestines.
Small,
and
large,
then
whatever.
Guess where the intestines are located? The intestines are located right neighbors.
The liver.
Neighbor with the liver. And that means it now perforated the dakin and it stuck its way into the liver.
So why would you have to
so therefore
how it's positioned? That's how.
Yes. Why? That's one way street, because that's the mitzis and the velt.
When it goes through the kana, you're telling me when it goes through the kana, then it's the other way around.
No, it's the same direction. The only direction what's the final result? Here, look at the animal. Here's the kana.
Yes.
If it goes down, this is picture number two.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to picture number one.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes. Look, see the arrow. It's
it
in the kana, the windpipe, the trachea.
Yeah.
See the arrows?
Yeah.
We're on page Reish Samach Gimel. Reish Samach Gimel. Okay, we have to wait for Rabbeinu. It goes through the windpipe.
Yes.
Look at the arrows. Follow the arrows. And then it goes into here, all the way down. Then it goes into this big Gvald Gesach, whatever this is over here. It ends up into the heart. keeps on going into the heart. The heart goes into this tube.
Well, so could you show me where's the wind pipe?
Here, the stuff that has all the lines.
Oh, I got it.
All the lines.
And it goes here and cartilage. Goes into the heart. Yeah,
it goes into
because it's closer to the heart. Yeah,
and then it goes over there. Then it goes into the heart, and then from the heart it gets pumped out into this tube, and this tube takes it where it takes it into the liver.
I got it.
And here it comes.
I got
and
it.
Here it gets stuck. So that's how it got there. But let's
so,
say.
So therefore, how? Oh, I got it.
That's what we have to assume. We have to assume there are two ways to get the same.
And what's that? Therefore, the opening is from outside.
The opening. That's why the point is on the outside.
Because
it only travels in one direction. A needle only travels. It will only travel. The mitzias is. It will only travel to such a distance if the point is in the front and the thick part is in the back. That's the only way it would travel.
But if it goes through the esophagus.
But let's say we find the needle the other way around.
Yeah.
All the way around where the point is on the inside and the thick part. That means
correct.
We have to assume it did not go down the trachea. It went through the veshet, the other tube.
Nee.
And what's the path? Next page. How are you learning to move down these pictures? You go down the white tube. The white tube.
This is the esophagus.
Esophagus. It goes down. It goes into here. Here is the keres.
Where's the heart, by the way?
No, we don't need the heart. The heart on the other side.
Oh,
the
okay.
Heart is hidden. It's hidden.
Okay,
on the
okay.
other side. The other
okay,
side.
Okay.
It goes into the keres.
Yeah.
The first, see the keres?
Goes to
yeah.
the four stomachs.
And then it goes into the hems. The reza kodesh, the keva. And then when it comes out of the keva, where does it go? It goes into the dakin.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way into the dakin, what does it do? It makes a bare turn and it fashtups itself into the kaveh. So, l'may nafkamina. The nafkamina is in this situation, in all of these organs, the keva, the keres, the hemsis, the veshet, the halacha is a nekev, a mashuhu, but if you go in the koneh, there's no halacha of a mashuhu. So who cares? Who cares that it made a perforation? It doesn't make a difference.
Where? And
if it went in anywhere along the line. If it like the heart gets a hold, it's no good, but the heart is good, or the heart doesn't get a hold. But if it goes in the car,
why tuck it? It doesn't function.
It didn't. It got lucky. It could have happened. Anything could happen. Got lucky. Didn't get it. But we're trying over here to understand that we have. Here's the same shtickle boss of the kaveh. The needle can be in this direction.
So one second. So if it goes through the esophagus, then. That means that the what's outside.
The
so what's outside? So what's inside the point?
This is the picture here, like this. You see the picture over here.
So the pointy
it's
is inside.
It's coming in the other direction. It's getting stuck into the cover here. Look here. Here's the cover. You see the two possibilities.
I got it.
Could be like this, or it could be like this. Mm-hmm. If it looks like this, it means a god here going through the veshet path.
Mm-hmm.
It took the veshet path. If it looks like this, it got here, you're going through the corner.
So how come it's turned around?
Because that's the path. That's how it got there. Here's the picture. Look at this picture. Look at where the covet is. Look at where the covet is.
Oh, I got it. Okay, I got it now.
Okay? So therefore, there are two ways to get to Eretz Yisrael. You can take the Atlantic Ocean or you take the Pacific Ocean.
If
you take the Atlantic is the Veshet. The Pacific is the corner. How do you know that? Because that's what Klal Yisrael has always found. They always found along the Atlantic that you go where the food is. Good food. Jews go where there's good food.
Very interesting.
You don't go where there's this afia, where there's ruchnias. You go where the food is.
So,
every kuvah joke.
It's inside. It's looking like it. I got it. You want to learn that Rosh Hashanah and the Kuvah Gav? You remember to sing the Rosh.
Okay, Rosh. No, we got it right. We did enough. Vaita. We got to go Vaita. We got the pshat. Right, we go Vaita. V'kuvah Lagav. If the koifa is Lagav, if the thick part is Lagav on the outside, Simfoin and Ekad V'asai, then we have to assume that it came through the Simfoin. No. The Simfoin over here means the Simfoin. We'll read the Rashi, right? The koifa
I went through the esophagus. It
no, you know, you're right. I made a mistake. Lagav, you're right. The koifa is lagav on the inside. That meant labar. Rashi, for some strange reason, he
what's
reversed
that?
It.
No,
Rashi reversed it. He reversed the
white
order.
Part is inside.
The what? There's no white and red. He was talking about.
Hold on
talking
a second.
About
it means white.
The white part, yeah.
Kuf is talking about the whole.
The gav is the inside.
Inside.
Rashi reversed it. Rashi reversed the order, so I got mixed up. In the inside, so it's the thick part.
So it doesn't
the kofa. The kofa is the point. No. The koif is the point.
You sure? No.
Look, go
you
back. You right?
Now I'm
go
confused.
Back. Okay, let's go back then. No, you're right. The koif is the thick point. You're right. It's the thick point. Okay, a thick point.
So, so therefore, it went through the
windpipe. The windpipe.
If it doesn't enter the trach.
If the thick point
from
is on the outside, then it went through the esophagus, and therefore it punctured the dakin.
Right.
A dakin shenikva trefa.
And then from the dakin
trefa, gvalda. You should be giving the
shirt. Hold on a second. The dakin. You mean he punctured the dakin?
Look at the picture.
So it's not because he punctured the liver. It punctured the dakin.
Correct.
And that
there's no halacha the Gemara star. The Gemara there's
only
no
the
halacha,
piece is missing.
There's no halacha that if a kovet is nikva, it's trei.
I got it.
Only when it's
so the reason why it's rendered trei because the dakin, the intestines is
dakin,
and that's one of the halachim.
Yes,
yeah,
18. It's the fifth stomach. The dakin. The dakin is the fifth stomach. There are four stomachs.
I thought you said four stomachs. I thought you said it's the intestines dakin.
Yeah. The dakin are the intestines.
You just said stomach.
I'm just saying, what I meant to say was that there are four stomachs. After the fourth stomachs comes the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
What is the fifth? I just loosely said it's the dakin. Mm-hmm. And the dakin has the same halakha like the four stomachs.
Which one? I'm just curious. Nikva, the small or the large intestines? Okay,
first comes the small intestines. Then comes the large intestines. Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose, the function of an intestine?
Of the intestines? To seep out all of the nutrients. As the food passes, there are
It
sucks out all of delicious nutrients.
And it goes into the body.
It goes into the blood. It goes
and
into
the rest
blood,
goes.
And then the psoilas, the schmutz, it keeps on going weiter.
Right.
It keeps on going weiter until it gets into the large intestine, into the colon. Mm. And then arois, from the arois to the colon.
So it filters out the nutrients. Mm, interesting. It sifts out.
Vital, yeah. Umoisar ho'odam and abehema. This halacha only is a machat of. This whole halacha we are going to differentiate between a needle. Which direction you find the needle? Is it going to be in the thick or the thin? That's only when the needle is thick. So when the needle is thick, it only travels one way.
You mean in general the needle is thick?
Like in this example. This example, the needle was saying here, the needle. Look at the needle. The needle is a grosse zach at the end.
That's what it means, thick.
Aliyah means the thick, big. The end
of
the needle.
I'll tell you why it's a
narish
thing, because you have different sizes, different thickness of a needle in general. Even the point.
Exactly. But here it means the end of the needle is thick. That's why that's going to be the determining factor which way the needle went.
Yeah.
But let's say we have over here a clay needle. Like, look at this picture. In this picture, the end of the needle is not thick. So then it doesn't make a difference. Because then even if it's in the wrong direction, rear wheel drive, you can do reverse. It doesn't make a difference. Even if it's in the wrong direction, it can travel in the wrong direction down the tubes. So the place where the tip of the needle, the thick part of the needle is located, is not an indication which path the needle took to get where it is.
Even if the thickness of the needle
is in the wrong direction, is on the inside, which you would assume means it came from the windpipe, and it would not make it into a trefa.
Correct.
We have to be machmir. We have to be taking into consideration the possibility that it went down the esophagus into the stomachs and into the dakin and punctured the dakin because...
And the esophagus is a larger, it's a wider...
The esophagus, no, it doesn't matter. This is the question. Where did it start from? Mm-hmm. So we have to be chayish. It went into the esophagus, mm-hmm. It went into the stomachs, and when it got into
the
stomachs...
Why because it's small?
Yeah, because since the thick part is small,
yeah.
It can travel in the opposite direction.
Okay,
and it's still going to be able to puncture the liver. Got it?
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
You said only 10 tons.
Nick.
There's a real possibility that it went through the esophagus next to Maishno Machat.
And on one second, therefore it punctured the dakin.
Dakin is true, exactly. Stomach number four.
Yeah.
Stomach number four. So there, here we go. Where is the he's going first? Over here, he's going over here to the Oive Maishna. The Haishna. We're jumping all the way down over here. Inside Echor, by the keep turning the pages. Here we go on page Reish Tamaches. Okay? No. Go back a page.
One second, we're up to Memchez on the Bay.
That's the fourth.
I lost count.
Right,
fourth stomach.
Okay, the base is here. It is right here. The picture. Here are the four stomachs. We got the four stomachs. We have over here the keres, is the grossest stomach.
Yeah.
Then we have over here
the bolch.
The base hakoisos. You see the base hakoisos? That's the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the big black stuff. And this is called the hemsis. This is no. The whole thing is the base hakoisos. The gans sach is the base hakoisos. Underneath, on the other side, of the keres is the hemsis and the keva. He's only showing you over here one side of the four stomachs. The four stomachs divided into two parts. On this side, you can see the keres. This says I don't know what it stands for, keres. And here on the and right and the left is the base hakoisos. It's called the base. Where is the hemsis and where is the keva on the other side? You got to take the animal. You got to turn him around. Turn him around. You can see the other side, the keva and the base hakoisos. So now, here's the Gemara's kasha. Let's say you find the needle in the base hakoisos. Now here we're gonna blow up the base hakoisos into this picture. Here is the base hakoisos. Okay, this is an enlarged view of the base hakoisos.
Yeah.
Look at the possibilities. We have a needle pointing in this direction, and we have a needle pointing in this direction. You see the kufa can either be along the wall of the base hakoisos on the inside, or the kufa can be inside pointing in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is the base hakoisos.
Either the big part could be inside.
Inside pointing, which way is it pointing? So what is the halacha? Here goes the Gemara's kasha. Umayishna, why is the case of the liver different than the case of the base hakoisos? Umayishna mimachat shenim tse'er, okay, shenim tsos, how could that be? Should we be shenim tseis?
I always pronounce it from tzas.
Shem tzas. Okay, could
like
be.
Like yuma.
Could be. I don't know. I over here. Tzais, right? Shem tzais. Over here, I think it's a toos. A toos had the form.
The what?
It's a joke. The samach. So shenim says that it's found by oive beis hakoisos. Okay, it's found in the thickness of the beis hakoisos. When it comes to the seder, you pick up the kois.
Okay.
Now you have to say, this is what's called the Oive Beis HaKoisos. The Oive
Beis HaKoisos, Mitzad Echad,
Kshera. Right. You have to make the whole statement in Pesach HaKulam.
1 second, from one side. Mitzad
Echad, Kshera. Now let's go one thing at a time. One side of Kshera, B'shnei Tzadim Trefa. Okay, now Rashi, let's see Rashi. Let's jump down one Rashi. Mitzad Echad, Shnikva is Doifin HaPninis. But like Nikva is HaShenis, there are two membranes. What are you doing? You're not allowed to do that. I don't allow this. This is forbidden what you're doing. This is also like Chil Shabbos to do this. Take out a cell phone in the middle of a shir. It's like
so what is that? So
you have over here two membranes of the Beis HaKoisos. See over the Beis HaKoisos? Three membranes.
Membranes. One, covering the... Yeah.
Two. There's two layers. Two layers.
Right.
To the needle. So now let's say you find it perforated both.
Yeah.
The Shneid started.
Yeah.
It punctures both trefa. Mm-hmm. Let's only puncture one side. It's not a trefa.
One side you mean the outer membrane.
What?
The outer membrane.
Both. It has to puncture both.
But
you see there are two?
Right.
One is not enough. Maish no baby's question. Mitzad echad kasher. If it only punctures one side, only one, it's kosher. Mishneid stardim trefa. You see the picture? Shneid stardim trefa. Now, v'loya moron, then there's a condition. The condition is... Why is it kosher? Because the second one protects it. Now, why don't we go say the following yeshayah?
One second, where do you find that the base hakoisos perforated? It renders treif.
That's one of the Mishnah.
Okay.
The Mishnah says if there's a nekev mashu in one of the four stomachs, treifa.
Got it. Okay.
What is one of the four stomachs? The base hakoisos. But now we're telling you only where it's perforated on both sides.
Yeah.
Fact, the Gemara, wait a minute. Let us say we only found the perforated on one side. Look over here, like in this side, but it's facing in this direction. The thick part is here, and the thin part is over here. So why don't we suggest...
You're talking about the needle. Yeah.
The needle. Why don't we say that if the needle finds itself lodged in this position, where the thick part is up against the one that kum, and inside, we have a right to assume how to get there. It didn't get there by coming in. It got there from the cavity of the body. Somehow there was a needle in the body, and it punctured from the outside... The base hakoisos pushed its way all the way inside, and now it's sitting over there. And this thing over here, the wall of the base hakoisos, is closed up, but it doesn't make a difference. Once there was a hole, there's always a hole. In the world of halacha, If once upon a time there was a hole, there's nothing you can possibly do about it, it's going to be a treifa. So why here's the most cash? Just that when it comes to the liver, we just want the ganze zach, whole shtickle Torah, it all depends on which direction the needle is to be found. Is it found this way? Is it found that way? And that'll be the determining factor to know which, how it got here. Did it go this derech, or did it go in that derech? Yeah. So we should say the zeld zach, when it comes to the Beis HaKosos, we should determine that depending upon the direction of the needle, there will be a difference how it got into the Beis HaKosos. If it's this way, then it's good, because then obviously it came in a natural way, and as long as it did not puncture the second all the way to the outside, it's going to be good. But if you find the needle in the other wrong direction, in this direction, we should assume, how did it get here?
Which direction?
Look at the picture. In the direction where it's going, pointing this way.
Yeah.
You see the point?
So therefore,
we should assume that how to get here. It went in the cavity of the body.
Yeah.
It came up against the wall of the Beis HaKosos. Yeah. Pushed its way in.
And therefore, what's the
And finish? Now it closed up. It should be a treifa.
How did it close up?
It closed up naturally. There's some type of lecha. It closed up. But just because it closed up, it's still a treifa.
Yeah.
Only time you say the principle that if it closes up, it's going to be kosher. It was only by the lungs. We had a discussion yesterday.
By the lungs,
a sircha. But by other organs.
So therefore, how could you say...
How could it be kosher? So the answer is...
You mean you can...
We should assume it's going to be a treifa.
You can't bring proof just because it punctured one. Maybe it was already... It punctured through.
The question, when it comes to the cover, we make a distinction if the thick part is on the outside.
Or the inside,
that's going to be the difference which direction it went inside. Let's say exactly the same so when it comes to the Beis HaKosos. If the needle is facing this way, then it means that the way it got into the Beis HaKosos was when it came in naturally. And since it did not yet puncture the second membrane, it's going to be kosher. But if you find it's inside the Beis HaKosos and it's in the other direction, outer direction, let us take into consideration the possibility that the way the needle got here was it was in the cavity of the body and it pushed its way inside and now it closed up. But if it got in here by pushing its way inside, it means automatically that it perforated at one point in time the Beis HaKosos. And the perforation of the Beis HaKosos, even if it subsequently heals, is still going to be rendered a treifa. That's the kasha. Good kasha? Good kasha? Okay. What's the kasha? We do not differentiate. Let's go take a look. Ikoifa labar is the thick part on the outside. Ikoifa lagav. The Gemara says, how can you compare the Beis HaKosos to the Kaved? Omri, they send the Beis Medrash. Hasam kevan d'ika acholim umashkim. Ema acholim umashkim dach kuha. No kasha. Where are you holding here? You're in the Beis HaKosos. In the Beis HaKosos, it's not for the faint of heart. It's a very rough environment. Creatures and bacteria and needles get pushed around. There's the bullying problem.
So it's like saying the food and drink, yeah?
It pushed it around. And the reason why it's backwards, the reason why the needle is lodged in the Beis HaKosos backwards doesn't mean that it was pushed in, it perforated the bay from the outside. It came in peacefully. It was an innocent, naive Talmud. It came into the Beis HaKnesses. And he came in over there, and there were some people who bullied him, bullied the Gemacha, and turned it around. It made it krum. The Mimus de Gebacha became a krum Gebacha.
Therefore, it doesn't render a
treif. Because of all of the taivas ha'olam hazeh. There's so much drusha in this Gemara.
So it doesn't render a treif.
But when it comes to the kaved, kaved are the problem. You're not the problem. You have bigger problems. Kaved.
Also about kaved.
What? Right, next Gemara. Next Gemara. Who machto that? Okay, new Gemara. Okay, next Gemara.
Who machto?
New story. Who machto? There was a needle. The ishtekach was some point of the kavda. Okay, going back to our Gemara.
What's the point? I mean,
what?
Some point of what does that mean?
The tube, the big tube of the kavda. Now this, I remember, The big tube of the kavda. What is the big tube of the kavda? Here we go.
Of the liver.
The liver is the biggest organ in the body. Here it is. Muridika. This is the liver. Okay? The kavda. Here we go. Look at this. Here's the liver. Here's the veshet. The veshet doesn't go into the liver. The veshet on the side. Here, all the parts of the liver. This part, this tube, is the major vein or artery. I don't even know what it is. Kona kavet. Hamoyvil dam me'akove lelev.
It brings
what? Vina kava. Okay, it's a famous thing you learn in elementary.
It brings what kava?
Vina kava. Vina kava.
What is it? That's what it's called. That's what the tube is called.
That's the big tube. That's the name of the tube. The big tube which carries the blood. The blood from the heart.
Yeah.
To the liver. So there's a maisa shahoya, and they found, here's the picture, look at the picture. You see here the lathe, the heart, and you see here it went from the heart into the liver, and it's found here in the symphoina rava de kavda, in the big tube of the big tube of the liver. What is halacha? Ahi machdish that was found in the kavda, ahuna marbid rava adi torev. He paskin the treifa of Ada bar minyomi machsha. Also, so what do they do? They have to resolve the issue. Also, shailui l'ravina, the one who wrote the Gemara, amalahu shakilu galima dito rofoi. Take away. Now, this is the statement which means shakilu shakilu l'klavim shakilu galima shakiluha l'klavim. Take away the garment of the one that paskined that it's a treif. In other words, it's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. And therefore, being that it's kosher, the one that paskined that it's treif has to pay restitution. There's no malpractice insurance for making such a terrible mistake. Under normal circumstances, if a dayan makes a mistake, he says, you are chayev. And really, the truth is, he's potter. Does the dayan, when he realizes his mistake, have to go and compensate the person who he paskin incorrectly against? What is the halacha? Depends. It depends what kind of mistake he makes. Okay, you with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
If a dayan makes a psak halacha, and he says, Ruvain, you are chayef. Give Shimon $1,000. And then he comes back later on, he says, you know, Ruvain, I made a mistake, you're really a potter. Ruvain says, but I already gave him $1,000, and he disappeared, he's gone, I'm never going to see him again the rest of my life, there's no way in the world I'm going to be able to achieve my $1,000. Dayan, you've caused me a $1,000 loss. Thank you very much. You've caused me a loss. So therefore, I'm taking you to court now. I'm taking you going to go with me to a bad sin, and I'm going to take you because you paskin shloike din. I want you to pay me back the money that you caused the loss.
Yeah.
So they go to Bezin. What is the Bezin going to paskin? It depends. If the mistake was b'shikul hadas, if when the dying paskin by mistake is because he made a mistake in Savara, there's something called malpractice insurance. The dying does not need to pay. But if the dayan made a mistake with Dvar Mishnah...
Something called malpractice insurance, that's the wrong word, because that means...
You're paying money.
Made whole.
Okay, it means basically there are certain dispensations, there's a certain...
Immunity. There's immunity.
Immunity, you're immune. If you make a mistake with Mishikul Hadas, then you are exempt. But if the dayan made a mistake in something that it says the Feirish in the Shulchan Aruch...
And it was an oversight.
And then the dayan made a mistake, the dayan has to pay... The person who he paskin shloi kedin, if he cannot get the money back.
Right.
So here he said the mistake that Dayan made by paskining that a needle found in the vina kava is a treifa, in the tube is a treifa, is such a basic mistake that he's toya bidvar mishnah, and he has to go and pay back the people whom he caused
the
loss.
What's the lashon? He's thrown to the dogs.
No. When he paskin that the animal is a treifa, what did he do with the animal? What did they do with the animal when he passed
it?
It says, "Lakelev tashlichun oisoi." They fed the animal to the dogs. Lakelev tashlichun oisoi.
It says only about nevela. Oh, this is nevela. Huh?
If you pass them, it's a treifa. It's a nevela.
But nevela means if it dies, this is
you're right. It had a good shechita. You're right. It's a good point. But the point anyway, that was the ma'iz sashokai choya. They fed the animal to the dogs, and now it turns out that the dayan made a mistake with Var Mishnah. So it says now, go and take off his clothing. Let's sell his clothing at a flea market to convert it into cash. And that cash will go to the person who owned the animal, who has suffered the loss of having the animal be thrown to the dogs. Okay? So that's how Ravina Paskin, what did he say over here? Ravina said, Omar Luhu Shekilu take Galima the cloak. The expensive garments dito rofoe of the person that paskin the animal of the treifa, because he made a very big mistake. There was no.
So that means Swinburne made a mistake.
Right. And therefore he has to pay with his clothing. He doesn't have money to pay, so take a second mortgage. You don't have a choice. That's why he passed him. Okay, that's the end. We now finish the Gemara. Fine. Now we go to the next sugya. Next sugya. He kishisa the ishtekach b'mara.
Just because there's a needle in the tube, that doesn't render...
We just finished learning how did he get into the tube. He got into the tube because it went through the koneh. Okay. And also, he didn't perforate anything anyway. There's no perforation. Okay. So why in the world should we treifa?
Okay.
If you wonder what was the other svar, why paskin treifa? I don't know. You have to go study the farshim to find the reason why
paskin
the other paskin. But the bottom line is Ravina paskin is kosher.
Yeah.
New sugya. Hahi kishisa. There was a kishisa.
Kishisa.
What is a kishisa?
He says
A date pit. Here, look at the picture. You see the date pit? You see over here? Garden shall tomorrow the ishtaka b'mara. In the gallbladder. Right?
Yeah.
B'mara. Look at the picture. The gallbladder goes right into the liver, as we learned many times before. Remember the suya we had before? How many kazesim? Rea.
Look at friends. Friends,
not ra. He doesn't want to say ra, bad word, so he says rea, a friend. It's so funny because yesterday I was working with someone. Rea means a friend. Rea.
Depends on how it's spelled.
Here's how it's spelled. Rea. Look, Rea
Shai. Oh, you're talking about that.
Ra. It's so funny because yesterday I was talking to someone was making an ad for a journal, and I was helping him, and we were talking to a mumche, and we had the word Rea, mamish this word, and he told us, add a yud. Add a yud between the Reish and the Ayin, so no one should make a mistake and think it says Ra. It should be clear as day that it's Rea. When there are no nikudos, then you're allowed to add letters to pair the words, which should be crystal clear. Rea. Okay?
But what would be the... It says Rei Shain, so what's wrong?
Because in Minna, they always change letters. Shmad. They always change the letters. All the Svarim. Many examples.
Tashmem, that was Tashmem.
When we had that...
Shade. You don't want to say Shade. You say Dalachim.
All
of the good Svarim, when you cut page number, there's certain page numbers, they change the letters around that it should not be...
But there's an Indian? Well, because if not, it could bring bad luck.
Tiftach Pel Satan. You started... We're very great. We're so great. They take us very seriously in Shemayim.
We're not saying it. Okay.
Okay, you don't even need to be Mahara.
Okay.
We're going over here. Hechem and Yonim. Weiter. We are over here. We found over here. So we have a nice story. Over here we have this date pit that is found over here in the Mar. The Mar goes into the Kaved.
Yeah.
And he, Keshisa, the Ishtakach, the Mar, Omar Ravashi, Kavina, Be Rav, Kanan, Ravashi. There's a lot of Ravina and Rav Ashi in Masechta Chulin El Jefes.
They wrote the Gemara.
They also got into the action. They were part of the action.
So when he was by the Besmenter
Rav Kahana, Omar, he said, Havadai
Simfoina.
Rav Kahana said, Havadai, this massive Simfoina Nikad Rasai, there's no way in the world that a date pit came in, perforated the Mara. We learned that if there's a perforation, a Nekev Kol Shahu in the Mara, it's a Trefa. So what is the concern? The concern is that maybe this date pit went and perforated it from the outside.
Right.
It was in the cavity of the animal, and it got into the mar by puncturing the mar from the outside.
Right.
And that would make it into a treifa, even though it healed. There's no way. There's no way a kashasa, it had to go through all the tubes. It was inhaled in the windpipe, and it went down from the windpipe into the lung, into the heart somehow. From the heart, it went into the liver, and in the liver, it wound up its way into the mara. Mm-hmm. Okay, so somehow it made its way all the way into the mara. Got it?
Yep.
Now the afagav deloiko nafka.
Why don't we spend a knock? Yeah.
Vasai afagav the afagav deloiko nafka. Even though now what is it over here? Deloiko nafka. There's no way it's getting out. In other words, how could it be kosher? How can we say it's going to be kosher that it's interfering? If it's not going to be able to get out, it's going to be stuck with all the other cases of the needles.
Then
there's a possibility for the needle to make its way out of the body in a good way. But over here, how is it going to be able to get out? There's no way. Look at Rashi over here. It's a one-way street. It's a one-way pit. If a date pit...
Because it's narrow.
It's one way. The Gemara is mirable who derived.
Give me the pit. There's not enough room for the pit to...
To get out.
Okay.
Once it gets stuck in this, the Gemara is still... There is a solution.
One second. What's the problem if it doesn't get out?
So it's interfering. If there's a foreign matter in the gallbladder,
so
it's going
to
interfere with its function.
It's
not going to be able to perform properly. So the Gemara says, no, it can perform properly. Mirbel, who the Ravalei, It says Rashi, Aydim ni ninua she ino habehema behalichas yom rabim lichnas satanim ma'ad ma'ad b'makim da'chuk she ino yochol la'achshav la'aseis. Mir b'lushon kivara. It's shemenanim ha'isuk mo'ayil arbei.
Lushon of a sifter.
So therefore, it's going to be able to get out. It will be able to.
By moving,
it'll be able to get out. Mm-hmm. It's not so. It's not so that it will be able somehow, some way, to push its way out over time, and that's why it's not going to be called. It's not going to be called a treifa. Next halacha, Oman and the of Hanimili, the Dikla. Now, what type of date pits are we saying over here that we say there's no way it came in from the outside? It came from the inside. That's only the palm tree. Aval de Zesa, but a pit that comes from an olive, Mivza Boza. That we have a right to assume came from the outside. It entered into the gallbladder. There's a real possibility that it came into the gallbladder by coming in from the outside cavity. And the outside cavity, meaning it made a perforation. So, what kind of date pit? What kind of pit is inside the gallbladder? There are two types of pits. There's a date pit, and then there is an olive pit. If it's a date pit, it's going to be kosher. Why is it going to be kosher? There's only one way in the world a date pit can get into the gallbladder, and that's through the sinfina. But if you find inside the gallbladder an olive pit, there are two ways for the olive pit to get in. It can come from the same way the date pit got in, or an olive pit can make its way in if it's in the cavity of the body. Somehow it's there. However it got there, we do not know. But when it was in the cavity of the body, it could puncture into the gallbladder itself.
Because it's smaller.
Sharp. It's sharp. It's smaller and it's sharp. Has points. Therefore, it's going to be okay. That ends this still Gemara. Next Gemara.
So Rashi adds mamachet. It's sharp like a needle.
Nai Gemara. Lula got it. Now we're going to the lungs. The lungs. Why are they called reya? You ever wonder why the reya is called reya? Shem'iyah because
it illuminates.
Reya. It comes from sight. Oxygen. Shem'iyah esraydayim. It gives light to the eyes. The eyes, the Gemara is telling you, you say that the oxygen in the lungs has a direct correlation to the eyes. The eyes and the lungs are partners. To give light. So what? So, and then they go ask a scientist, what in the world does? Does a lung have to do that? We do know today very well, doctors know that the teeth have a lot to do with the heart.
That's the reason why there are 32 teeth, come in your
leg. Exactly. A Jew is supposed to have 33 teeth. You know that? No, I'm sure.
It's brought down on the
you. You told me it's me?
Medrash Topias. I can't figure
Jew
it out.
Jew has 33 teeth.
But the Matthias says Brother Man has 32.
He was a dentist in Eretz Yisrael once that the first thing he would do is, he was an Arab, he would check the patient's teeth. Yeah. Then he would go somewhere else, and if he counted 33 teeth, he would refuse to treat him. Anti-Semite. The story is a Ma'ash HaHoy.
Are you serious?
Yes. Today we don't find this. Today Jews.
No, you serious? You read this?
Yes,
I like
I read
to see
this.
That article.
I read this. I don't know where I saw this. It's a long time ago. It's a long time ago.
Okay.
But today also, how many tzitzits are there? Do you wear 32? You have four tzitzits and it's divided. It's eight. 8 times 4 is 32. That is why Kiddush Levana. He's supposed to look the Levana also. He's supposed to look at your tzitzit as a Kiddush Levana. Mm. And you're supposed to be mispalel. Okay, you're supposed to be the person that has a toothache. Ever hear this thing?
Yes.
Yeah. With a toothache, you're supposed to be mispalel and Kiddush Levana.
Yeah,
so you see that you're supposed to suffer a toothache, and you're supposed to look at your tzitzit.
Yeah.
So you see there, how many tzitzits are there? 32. Yeah. 32 tzitzits. Some type of relationship between these things.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's all about. Vitamin Gemara.
So the lungs, there's a correlation between the lungs and the eyes.
I have no idea what this means.
Yeah.
Oxygen, when the lungs give good geschmack oxygen, it enhances the eyesight. The eyesight, poor eyesight, is the indication that the lungs are not working at their optimal level. Okay, they're not working. The big thing, they put a device on the fingers, and it tells you the oxygen intake. Okay, it tells you that little device. 99, 98, and it goes lower than the 90, then it's big tsars. You're able to detect it very easily in the flesh, and the flesh can right away see how much oxygen is entering into the bloodstream from the lungs. Mm-hmm. Next, Shil Gemara. Vaita. So that's a. Lachilo, Odeis Samonim. Question over here is Ha'oichlin I saw. Now we want to know. We're going back on this sugi over here, on the question of the tzkufa. It's good.
Eating the lungs is good for your eyes. Is that what you're trying to say?
Alachila, eating the lungs. It's a good food. When you eat the lungs, you're going to have good eyesight. Oy al yidei samonin. It means that you have to. You don't eat it directly. Rashi kishem orvin samonim hami idim esrei nayim af misayo imam eat a little lung meat. In other words, what we were saying, it doesn't just mean there's leisure, it means you have to eat it. If you eat lung meat, it's going to be good for the eyesight.
But he said,
the question is, does it mean eating it raw,
yeah,
just eating the lung meat alone with nothing else, or does it mean that you can eat the lung meat together with spices, what is it called?
What is lung?
Lung?
Milt?
Do they sell lung meat today in the
stores?
They
sell lung? I don't think so.
Do they sell it today in the stores?
I've never seen it in the restaurant.
L'achila o al yidei samonin. Does it mean eat it raw? Or does it mean... This is the question. Al yidei samonin. There was more answers.
What's the volume?
The question is, it says that the lung is good for the eyes. Does that mean that you should eat the lung raw?
Eat it raw, you have to cook it.
Fine, you cook it. You have to kash it first and eat it. Or does it mean, no, you don't have to eat a whole shear, a whole kazayis. It just means you take a shtickle. You take a little chopped lung, a little shtickle, and you add it to a dish. And that's going to be very good. But don't eat too much lung. Too much lung might not be good for you. That was Toshma. The Amar Rav Huna by Yehuda Avza Bezuza. It says an Avza, a goose. What?
Avza is a goose. The spleen of a cow.
What? Milt?
Milt.
Milt? They sell it in the store?
You can eat it braised or toasted with other internal organs such as the lungs and heart.
Delicious.
It was Jewish soul food.
Yeah.
Avza Bezuza. A goose. A goose.
You want to go out to a restaurant?
No, I don't. I don't want to go out to a restaurant. I'm not going to decide to go to a restaurant. I just have to get some pizza. Put it in the microwave. Avs a goose mezuza. It cost a zuz. Verea dada. Biarba o. Cost 4 zuz. Vei salk daita lachila. You mean that you should imamish eat it for good eyesight? Linkoid bezuza velechel. If that would be the case, take the zuz.
Buy a whole one.
And buy the lechol, and buy what do we do here?
Buy a whole avsa.
Nilka bedinar.
Don't you get too long?
Oh no! So we made. Wait. Bedinar. Reishlo shava arbol. If we shas someone more, why? Because it's mixed. Okay, that's the, how could it possibly be? How could it possibly be that the lung?
Four.
A lung costs more than the whole goose.
Right.
Possible,
right.
Possible. The answer is when it says a lung, it doesn't mean a lung. It means a lung is part of a cholent. The lung is part of a stew.
Yeah.
No one eats just lung. You eat lung together with potatoes and other ingredients.
Spices.
So now we understand
why.
You don't eat tongue alone. You do it with other things. Sweet and sour tongue. You have other ingredients inside of it. So therefore, since it says here that the tongue costs 4 times what the whole goose costs, obviously the lung is not being eaten alone. It's doing other things. Therefore, add the Ella, the Ida, some on him.
Assuming that the lungs comes with something else.
Exactly. So therefore, it says that if it's kadaiti, the lung
is still
interesting.
The outside, if it comes with others, it should cost 3 times as much.
It does cost, you're saying, I guess so.
Four
you have
times
to cook,
as
you have all the different zaken. Next, Shtigl Gemara.
Very hungry.
Inakva Reya Hecha Demashma Yodadavra. New Sugya. Talena Loi Talena. Shaila. Let's over here, you find the hole in the outside of the lungs. Okay, the Sheichet. The Sheichet is going, making a Bedika. Now, show over here the picture. Look, show over here the picture. You see the Sheichet? Okay. You see the Sheichet over here? He's moving his hands.
The animal doesn't look too well.
The animal's dead. He's gone. He's in a better place now. And now, the Sheichet over here, he's putting his hands in here and moving his hands around on the lungs. You see over the three unos, 1, 2, 3. And then here's the rib cage. Mm-hmm. And now when he pulls it out of the rib cage, you discover that there is a hole in the lung.
Okay.
So on the outside. So the question is, how did this hole get here? Maybe the animal got into an accident when it was alive and it was punctured by some type of a...
Or maybe the butcher did it.
Or maybe when the butcher put his hand into the inner cavity to mimamashmesh, the butcher accidentally perforated the lung. So you knock for the hechad in the mashia yidit hapo talina. The question is talina lo talina. Rav Ad Bar Nos Nama talina, and he says it's kosher. Will you make a good assumption?
It occurred afterwards.
Afterwards, the tabach.
Why don't we analyze the nekev itself? So see the nekev.
Excellent question. Yeah. We let's read a few more lines. Very, very good.
Mazut
Rebbe Amar lo talina. V'hilchasa tolena. The Hilchas says that we do indeed, we make it. We're going to make it. And why, Taka, don't we do, why don't we make a bedikah? So the Enechad, we learned the Gemara yesterday before, that we the Taka, we do make a bedikah. When it comes to the Una itself, you Taka, do make a bedikah. So why take another animal to make a bedikah? So what is, I think someone asked the Kasha. What is Rashi going to say?
Why is what?
Why don't we go, why don't we do a bedikah? Let's now make, let's stab the animal on the outside and see if it looks similar. And let's see if the perforation, the hole, looks the same like what it is now. If it's exactly the same, that's an indication happened now, after death. But if we stab the animal in the place, then it means that before. So why don't we do that? So what does Rashi over here say? Rash ani shamati b'meitzah chazeh shemitoch shaldachah yadi karas b'tzimonov. Uchadum ani. B'chol mokam sheyodeh sheyochel litlois kugoy nekav osu b'sakin oy shetolsha m'lamal b'chazka. Okay, so saying Rashi says that the shayla is only in the case you can for sure. Is your Tyson says this? No. Okay, good kasha. I don't know.
We're not talina. If you see that the nekev is not something that would come from a kabbalah.
Yeah, but why don't we go make a bedika? You asked a very good kasha. Let's go. Well, let us go and make a dimyon. Let's stab the arm. We learned yesterday that we do this. We learned yesterday that you do make in the inside. When there's a sircha on the lung, we do this. We do make such a bedika. So why don't we do this now? I don't know the answer. Let's go for it. We'll come across it soon. I don't know.
So you're paskin that it's good.
So it's machlaikis. Hilchos, we pass.
No, but we pass, yeah.
We pass that it's going to be, we pass that, that, that it's was, going to be good. Yeah. Okay, next halacha. Next shayla. Next shayla. Amar Shmuel, my father. Mereshe, in the beginning, Mereshe Kale Dirafim Hava, he was from the Resh Kale, he would give a shir. He was the Darshanim. He was the Resh HaMedabrim B'chol Mokar. Yarke Kala. Like the Aguda. Go to Eretz Yisrael, make sure you bring a good camera in the pictures. And he was Mereshe, he always stood in the front of the pictures, and always in the attent. Mereshe Darshinon Ma'amishmon B'l'om Es Dvav K'shoy Dorish. He was always the first one to get to the darshan.
What are you saying, Rashi?
Yeah. He was Mereshe Kale. Okay, he was there, Darshan. Mereshe Kale.
Oh, Ravacha?
Yeah. Mereshe Kale. Okay, Mereshe Kale.
Yeah.
Okay. Mereshe, he was always the big darshan. And when he gave his shir, when he spoke about the shir, the Hilchasa, Mereshe Kale had the Rav of Raphim, when he made Yachi Kale, Viamar Tolenan, and he paskind. He paskin tolenan, it's kosher. In the shear, he paskin that if there's a hole in the cavity inside when the butcher is taking apart the animal, and we have a right to assume that the butcher is the one who made the hole, it's going to be kosher. Next sugya. Amur kameid, Amur kameid lohod demar zutra, braid derav mori, v'lo kibli, he didn't accept it, I don't believe it.
He stuck by his guns.
I stuck by my guns, v'lo kibli. Amur abashashya, it's likely like avur the abba, that says that it's going to be good. Why? Toha tolenan b'zeif. There's a similar situation. We have a sugya. Let's say there's a wolf. We know for a fact that a wolf entered into the scene and took away the indent in the stomach. If the animal is attacked, and the animal, we see the animal, the wolf is running away with the intestines.
Yeah.
The wolf loves the intestines. And then we discover in the animal there are other perforations. So since we know for a fact that this animal was under attack, by the wolf after the animal died, we have a right to assume that all of the other injuries were from the wolf. Rashi.
What does
Marana
mean?
Zay Marana? In the stomach. The name took away the stomach. The wolf likes only
certain... Marana means the stomach?
Me'ayin. Me'ayin.
Stomach. That's the next part of the Gemara. It's not part of the Gemara.
Could have been an also.
The word Marana is not part of the
Could have been
an
also.
Oh, I see.
Nechziron Geshein Nukum. And it brought it back. And it brought it back. You know, we didn't make a dika. And now it brought it back. We don't say that the wolf puncture put its nails into the part of the stomach which already had a hole.
But
we have a right to assume that the one that made the hole is the wolf.
Yeah.
The wolf made the hole.
Talina.
So just
what is the anum of mokum nekum nekum?
Maybe you have a look at the stomach. In the stomach you see there's a hole. How'd the hole get there?
So you wouldn't say that he...
The wolf put his claws into the stomach, made a hole.
What would be that lach of them?
We're Mekel. So why were Mekel? There's a possibility. Was there before?
Maybe the lach in that place.
Exactly where the hole was. That's exactly where the wolf thrust its nails. Yeah. We don't say
maybe
that.
Maybe he was a bucky.
Okay, now we go to the next sugya. Murna. What is the murna?
A worm.
Which comes out, comes out of the lung. You find a worm in the lung. Oh, worm in the lung. So maybe that means the worm perforated. How did the worm get there?
Punctured.
It made a hole. Yeah. So more in the back of the Gemara. There's a more in the Pliga. The Pliga Rabbi Yosef, by Doisai, Rabbi Nechanam, one says, Koidim Shchit the Parish. Chanam Ali Achar Shchit the Parish. Therefore, even though Taka the worm, Taka indeed makes a hole, we do not need to be concerned. We have a right to assume that the worm first did its job, did its thing, and made a hole, and exited the lung by burrowing its way through the meat of the lung after Shechita.
Yeah.
But while the animal was alive, the worm wouldn't even...
Very happy
to be in there. We now want to come out. Next Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, you have to have a hole. It has to be a hole where the hole goes through and through. Right? It says in the Mishnah.
The bronchi.
What?
Unless it is punctured all the way to the bronchi.
To the lung. In the lung, it's not enough to have a hole in the lung. It has to have a hole in the bronchi, in the tubes. Amar, Rabba, Bar Tachlifa, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Rabba, Achetinokim, with simple and good, not just on the tubes. There are big tubes and there are little tubes. It must go through the big tubes. Yosef, Rabba, Achabar, Bar Abba, coming to Rabba, Yosef, Kamar, Rabbi Maluch. Like that name? Maluch. Amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halach, Rabbi Yeshua, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That has to be the lungs in order to make the animal treif. It has to go through like Rabbi Shimon all the way to the Symphonis HaGadol. Amar, Emelei, Maluch. Arva'ah, Ka'amrit. What are you saying? You're saying over the Halach is like Arva'ah, which means...
Are you talking about Maluch from Arabia?
Hador Baravia. You're telling me that which Maluch? Maluch, Arva'ah, Ka'amrit? How could Ain that Maluch, I heard him tell me the Farish, Ain Halacha Krebi Shimon Ka'amar. So we have a Machloikis, what Maluch said. There are different Maluchs. If we're talking about the same Maluch, we have a Machloikis Amoroyim, what Maluch said. If there is in the lung, if there is a hole, does the hole need to go all the way deep down into the bronchi, into the big tubes? His version was Maluch. I swear by the life,
Maruf is your boss? Maluch Agoyalasi. Maluch? What does Maluch say about the Maluch? About the Loch?
Hey.